This episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship is brought to you by The Legacy Journey, a biblically based class that will give you a plan for building wealth and leaving a legacy. If you're out of debt and asking, now what? Go to stewardship.com to get your questions answered. Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. So glad that you are listening in, whether you're listening in on the radio, on stewardship.com, or on the podcast. My name is Chris Brown. I am your host, and we are here to encourage you. We're here to inject hope into your life. Not sure where you're at in your journey, but wherever you're at, we hope that after this broadcast that you are ministered to. Now, I know you guys are all in different stages of your financial journey, but let's be honest, we're all saving for something. What if we could help you jumpstart that savings here at Ramsey Solutions? Well, this month, we're giving away $5,000 each week. Head over to stewardship.com and click on the $20,000 rainy day giveaway. You heard me right. We're giving away $20,000 over the month. Submit your information and you'll be entered to win. Well, today we are so excited to have Lisa Harper with us again today. Of course, you may have heard her on our Good Friday show back all the way to episode 215, but we talked all about her latest work, The Gospel of Mark, and had a great time doing that. She's back to chat with us about motherhood. We're here in this week talking about mothers, and she's a best-selling author who Max Lucado calls one of the best Bible tour guides around. I've experienced that myself as I've listened to her kind of give me a couple guides through the Bible. She was director of Focus on the Family's women's ministry for 6 years and is a sought-after Bible teacher and speaker who has authored 11 books in her spare time. Lisa, welcome back.
This is exciting.
Well, here you go. This is your repeat performance. So this is really,
good.
I love it.
I'll do my best.
I mentioned the Gospel of Mark, and of course, that is just a great work. Tell us a little bit about how that's going and maybe cool stories to share.
Yeah, it's going well.
I enjoyed the bloopers. I think I saw some bloopers
on
the website.
Yeah, that's my favorite part. You know, I always tell people I'm so not one of those Bible teachers who has it all together. I don't wear crop pants. Sometimes I think bad words in traffic. You know, I just do not have it all together. And that's one of the things I love about Mark's book, Gospel, because Mark wrote it, Peter narrated it or inspired it. And both of those men had such huge mistake chapters in their stories. So,
very
of course,
encouraging.
The whole, especially for people like us, Chris, who don't have it all together every day. I just love that gospel. There's such a compassionate flavor in that gospel, and it's going really well from what I understand. A lot of groups are doing it around the country. The subtitle is The Jesus We're Aching For. And so to me, that's kind of a play on words. It's a Jesus we are so desperate for. And sometimes we, of course, try to get that hole met by a million other things in our culture. And nothing will satisfy us but the love of Jesus Christ. But then it's also the Jesus we're aching for. So kind of what are you willing to risk on behalf of who he is and what he's done for us? So it's really been awesome to see it. I got to see a bunch of women come to know Jesus for the first time this weekend in Branson, Missouri, teaching on Mark. So that still slays me that God saves, that he still reveals himself to people who are desperate for him. So it's been wonderful. It's been a really wonderful leg of my journey.
Well, folks, if you follow Lisa on social media, at Lisa D. Harper. You'll notice that her daughter, we're here in this Mother's Day week episodes, you know, that we have here on the True Stewardship Show. Your daughter, Missy, walked the runway recently.
She did.
And that looked
fun. She was in a fashion show that benefited Vanderbilt Children's Hospital, and that's where Missy has HIV. And so that's where Missy is treated. I love that children's hospital here in Nashville. Just amazing, amazing means of grace in our life. She killed it. I mean, she was just calm as a cucumber. She owned it. Now, I got to share a little bit of our story at the same fashion show. So I was not only intimidated to be around these, you know, 6'5", 100-pound women who were gracious and gorgeous. I felt like a donkey at the Kentucky Derby, but it was a great, great day. But yeah, she killed it.
So I want to chat a little bit about your journey into motherhood. Okay. So it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
And husbands, I encourage you to listen up, because there's a lot that we can learn the insight of a mother that'll help us be better husbands. So listen up, and Lisa, take us back to 2012. How did all this begin?
Well, I had years ago, I'd gotten really convicted listening to somebody talk. It was a breakout session at a missions conference. Mm-hmm. And of course, I'd heard that verse in James so many times about we're called as Christ followers to take care of widows and orphans. But for whatever reason, that day, I just thought, you know, there's no qualifier in that. It doesn't say take care of widows and orphans if you're married and have a 401k. And I thought, you know, Lord, I'm not married. If that's your will, I'd love to be. As a matter of fact, 1-800-588, please call Lisa for a date on the Chris Brown Show. But I'm not. And I thought, but Lord, if it's your will, there's so many kids in third world countries who won't even, you know, grow beyond childhood. They'll die from malaria or malnourishment. So if it would please you to let me be one of those kids' mamas, you know, I'd love to do it. And I lost an adoption prior to Missy. Was just devastated 4 years ago, actually in March of 2012. And 2 weeks after losing that adoption, I got a phone call from a friend who had just been to Haiti. And she said, Lisa, while we were in Haiti this week, one of the young moms died of AIDS. And her little girl has HIV. She's 2.5. She has tuberculosis, cholera. She's very, very sick. And the doctors in Port-au-Prince have said she doesn't really have a shot unless somebody, anybody in a first world country will kind of stand in the gap for her. And they said, we thought about you because you have always said you want a kid that nobody else is standing in line for. And, you know, Chris, that's not because I'm kind or heroic. It's because I'm single. And I think every kid, best case scenario, gets a mom and a dad. So I told my adoption agency, you know, don't place me with a kid who has a good chance at a mom and a dad, but give me a child who may not have that opportunity. And so they said, we thought of you. And they said, would you pray about this? And I said, nope. I said, I've been praying about it for 30 years. And I said, sign me up. And 6 weeks later, I was on a plane, and they put Missy in my arms for the first time. She was 2.5 years old, but only weighed 19 pounds. And I can still remember that was June of 2012. And the thought that went through my head in Haiti, you know, after I thought, this is so hot, Jesus, if you'll give me a Slurpee, I'll be a missionary in Africa. My second thought was, stick a fork in me, I'm done. Yeah. And she just, she captured my heart from the very beginning. She has been such a gift. So that was the beginning of my road to motherhood. That was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I brought her home 2 years ago.
Gotcha. And what are some of the things that you've learned in this process? I'm obviously...
How long do we have in this program? I'd say probably the two biggest things I've learned getting to be her mom. I'd say three. The first one is gratitude changes everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't deserve to be a mama, much less her mom. I really squandered the years that I could have been a biological mom. I was pretty broken, relationally, very broken. And because of God's redemptive mercy, you know, he restored the years that the locust ate in my life. So I am so grateful, even on hard days. I told you this morning was a trying mama morning. Missy was really stubborn this morning. But I'm still just so undone that I get to be her mama. And I think when we face whatever we're walking through in life with gratitude, that just kind of changes everything, permeates everything. Secondly, I have learned that a safe, comfortable Christian life is overrated, that there is so much more than we usually believe Jesus for, that he will redeem and heal and restore. And so I've become much more of a risk taker in the second half of my life. I brought her home when I was 50. I didn't plan on going through menopause and motherhood at the same time. It was just God's special double blessing. But I am much more willing to risk, to jump off proverbial cliffs, and not in a foolish way, but when God says, I want you to do something and I can't see around the corner of that circumstance, I'm much more quick to say, yes, sir. And then I'd say thirdly, I have learned, and he's been teaching me this for years, I'm just a slow learner, that brokenness precedes blessing and oftentimes is part of the blessing itself. Yes. So I think brokenness is what keeps our hearts really tender, and that way you get to have more of God's mercy saturate your heart.
Yeah, it reminds me of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and he says, when I am weak, mm-hmm. I am strong.
That's right.
And watching your ministry, I think there's a lot of times where your gifting impresses a lot of people. Mm. But what I feel like influences a lot of people is the you talking about some of those moments.
Yeah.
The influential parts, the weaknesses, it's the, hey, listen, I'm not perfect. Right. Yes, I've got a lot of degrees. I've got a lot of this, a lot of that. But you're so real that that realness really impresses, not only impresses, but also influences people. Mm. And you may be listening in today and you may feel like you don't have your act together, which makes you perfectly qualified.
That's right.
To be able to minister to your community, to your sphere of influence, to your workplace, to your neighborhood. And so those are great learnings. Folks, you're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and we're happy to have Lisa Harper in the studio as we celebrate Mothers this week.
So you've been using Financial Peace University. You're on the plan, out of debt, and working the rest of the baby steps. But now you're hit with a whole new set of questions, things you weren't even thinking about while paying off debt. Well, that's why we created the Legacy Journey DVD Home Study. These biblically-based lessons will teach you about building wealth and leaving a legacy. They'll give you a plan for the next steps in your financial journey. If you want to know more, head to stewardship.com and get your questions answered today.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and we're talking with Lisa Harper. This journey, how has it affected your faith?
This is kind of a roundabout way to answer your question, but I bought a house that's kind of a money pit, so don't tell Dave. But I've had lots of workmen in the house. There are a lot of issues I didn't know about, and I've gotten to be really good friends with all these sweet guys who are fixing my house. And one of them is a painter named Wally. And a couple of days ago, he brought me 5 5-gallon buckets of what he calls the tomato miracle. Mm. Now, for the sake of propriety, I won't tell you exactly what's in those buckets, but it came from a horse. And it has made my garden like prolific. I feel like I could throw a tire in and a Porsche would grow out. I mean, it's just amazing. That is what I've learned about difficulty with regards to our faith through this process with Missy. I've learned that it's those times when you don't get exactly what you're begging God for right then, or he gives you something altogether different than what you thought you needed. That just galvanizes our faith. I feel like I trust him bigger and more blindly than I ever did before, having to risk my heart and have my heart just eviscerated. Because he is always good. You know, even when I lost 2 adoptions, actually, one was so the right thing. One was incredibly painful prior to Missy. He was no less good and no less God in that outcome. And I think another thing he's teaching me is that he has to be the object of our worship. He is the giver of all good gifts, but he is not a liaison for the good things we want in life. Missy is a gift. But she's not my hope. She's not the safe refuge I run to in times of trouble. I don't put my emotional needs on my baby's frail shoulder. She's a gift. Yeah. God is my source. He's my source of strength. He's my source of hope. He's my source of redemption. So he really has to be the object of our worship, our faith, our affection. He can't be seen as a conduit.
Yeah. That might be exactly what you needed to hear today, folks, that, in motherhood and in fatherhood, you've got this strong pull to be everything to them and to have this as close of a relationship as possible. But there's a big difference between them being a gift and them being the actual hope that you have. So great word there. Folks, we are talking with Lisa Harper, best-selling author, and excited about the insight that she brings to the show. Now she's kind of a committed to every other day here on the show. So
if you'll have me, I came bearing gifts.
Oh, that's great. You're speaking to women all over the country, and how has becoming a mom changed your perspective whenever you're writing or whenever you're speaking, or how has it changed things for you?
Well, I do think there's more of an understanding of our own brokenness, our own desperate need for a perfect parent. This morning, you know, I told you coming in, it was a rough morning. I mean, Missy was an angel yesterday, less so today. And this morning I lost my temper. And I, you know, as soon as I felt my voice begin to rise, I thought, oh, Jesus, help me. I want to love this child perfectly. Yeah. But there are days that I just, you know, fail miserably. And it has been such a, just a way for me to recognize my desperate need for the perfect fatherhood of God. So as great a gift as being a mama has been, it's also taught me if I'm not just constantly pressed in to the sufficiency of Jesus, I will blow it with this child. She's already learned. We do this little thing every night. We have all these little, you know, things we do, and I read to her a lot, and we have this thing at night where I go, baby, how much do I love you? And she says, so much. And I say, how much does Jesus love you? And she goes, more.
Oh, that's fun.
Because I want her to know, baby, I love you with my whole heart, but mama's heart is broken. Yes. Mama's heart is not perfect. Yeah. And Jesus is the only one who will never, ever leave you or forsake you. He's the only one who loves you perfectly. So as a six-year-old, she doesn't fully comprehend, of course, the theological nuances of that yet. But she's beginning to get, Jesus loves me more. You know, the other day she was mad at me because I disciplined her. And she said, I want Jesus.
Oh, my goodness.
And I thought, you know, if I can just keep pushing her in that
means
direction.
It's working.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If she'll begin to want Jesus more than she even wants time with me, then I've done my job as her mama.
Yeah, that's incredible. You know, a lot of times we have a hyper focus on raising great kids, and the focus needs to be raising great adults.
Right.
Adults that, that really get it spiritually and get why they're here. And that I love that picture because the more that she speaks of, more.
Mm-hmm.
We have a finite mind and an infinite God. So if we just know more, that's about all we're going to know.
That's right.
We don't even know how much.
We
can't even get it. So I just love that she's being taught that at such an early age. And moms, hopefully that inspires you. Something that you're doing in your daily routine that you can really focus in on how much Jesus loves them. Well, folks, I have a quick question for you. If there was only one thing that you could do to save hundreds of dollars right now, would you do it? Well, of course you would. A crazy number of people overpay for, check this out, insurance. The trick is to find an independent agent. These agents work for you, not for the insurance company. Did you get that? They work for you to shop around, find the best policy for you and your family and your budget. And you might be thinking, well, that's great, Chris, but I don't know any independent agents. Well, we have a network of agents in our endorsed local provider program who are local experts with the heart of a teacher. They provide top-notch service that you can trust, and it's absolutely free. Go to stewardship.com, click Find an ELP, to get connected with an independent agent in your area.
Thank you for joining us on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We want to hear your questions and your success stories, from your smallest milestone to your biggest victory. Email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And now back to Chris Brown and True Stewardship.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and we're talking with Lisa Harper. Lisa, we have women from all walks of life that listen to the show, single moms, moms with older children, who are married, moms with little ones at home, all types of situations.
Yeah.
And what would you say to those moms out there that right now, as they listen in, they're struggling, they're discouraged, they've got some anxiety.
Yeah.
And what would you say to them?
I'd say he sees you, you matter to him, and he's got this. 2 years ago, I had a friend, and she was trying to encourage me to take a mission trip and leave Missy. And I said, I can't right now. I'm not willing to leave her for a few days. And she said, Lisa, do you trust me? And I was like, well, of course, it was Chris Kane. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, Chris, of course I trust you. And she said, Lisa, I promise you, if you will take this time to focus, really focus on Jesus for a few days, you will come back and be a better mom to Missy. Yeah. And that's what you need. And it took me kind of stepping back and trusting, you know, I've left her with family. They're going to love on her and, you know, fill her full of sugar and ruin her hair for these 3 days I'm gone. Urban hair is a whole nother ministry in and of itself. But, you know, if I can just focus on Jesus, I'll come back and actually be a better mom. And I see a lot of moms who they pour so much of themselves into being mamas and being good mamas that they've kind of missed the point. It's like, you can't do this by yourself. You come apart before you come apart. Spend some time with Jesus, and then you'll see your kids as gifts again. He'll restore into you, renew in you that gratitude that you get to be their mama, yeah, rather than this is a duty and I've done it wrong. And so I think it would be that not that he sees you in a punitive way, but as much as you love your kid, the other day, Chris, I just went through the final meeting with a social worker that made Missy 100% officially completely mine. I had to go through 2 years That's of a process closure, with Haiti. Sure. Oh, it was just unbelievable. And not that I was afraid, you know, that they would rescind or refute the adoption agreement, but there was something about that finality of she is yours. Yeah. It's just unbelievable. And that night, I just couldn't go to sleep. I was so just jazzed with the fact that in his kindness, I get to be your mom. And I went into where she was sleeping, and I just picked up her foot, and I was holding this little brown foot in both of my hands, and I was literally weeping over how perfect God made her foot. You know, she's got these little, right now, these little, her nails are painted turquoise, and just this perfect foot. And I literally held that foot, and I thought, if I don't sleep tonight, and I just hold Missy's foot and look at the perfection of my baby's foot, I could do this all night. And the thought hit me, the way I love my child with this, I didn't know I could love this much. You know, it's like he's changed the topography of my heart. The way I love her is like a drop in the ocean compared to how much God loves us. And sometimes that thought arrests me, that my mind cannot contain the height and the width and the breadth of his love for me. And I want to always kind of be wide-eyed with wonder about that, because if I can still wonder about how a God like that adores a girl like me, it makes me not just a better mother, it makes me kinder with the people he allows me to rub shoulders with.
That's a powerful image that you've, you know, I get a chance to see your hands here in the studio, and you kind of cup your hands and talk about that moment. But when you think about how you want her to remember you and the legacy you want to pass on to Missy, what would be some of the things that stick out to you?
It's real simple. I want her to remember that I loved her as hard as I possibly could, very imperfectly. Mm-hmm. But I loved her with my whole heart, and I wanted to remember that I love Jesus more. So it's that simple.
That is incredible. Well, Lisa, you brought three signed copies of one of your works, one of your incredible books, Believing Jesus, that you want to give away, which is awesome. So if you're not familiar with this book, folks, Lisa takes us through the book of Acts in a, of course, very fun way. But if you want to win a copy of Believing Jesus by Lisa Harper, you need to go to my Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram page, which is at Chris Brown On Air, and find the post about today's show and reply with your best tip for moms. Not Lisa's, not mine, your best tip for moms. And we're going to compare and we're going to rank them. No, I'm just kidding. We'll pick three random winners to receive these signed copies of Believing Jesus by Lisa Harper.
Now, Chris, may I qualify that? I think they should also have to send some dark chocolate to us. So I think I think you have to send in dark chocolate to be even considered to be a winner.
That is good. That is so good. And, you know, I'll take that in any size shipments, really.
And me too. Yeah. Me too.
So, well, Lisa, we really, really appreciate you being on the show again
Thank
today.
Thank you for having me. I loved being here.
Yeah, it's always an honor to speak with you, and I always leave we're talking all about motherhood, but as a husband, I feel challenged. I don't know how that happens, but it definitely does. Folks, be sure to reach out to Lisa on social media. Let her know that we appreciate her. LisaHarper.net is her website, and Lisa D. Harper on Twitter and Instagram are the ones that I'm most familiar with. You know, as always, we hope that today's show has been an encouragement to you, whether you're a mom or not, wherever you're at in your journey, that you got a little bit of a glimpse into a mother's heart. Of course, before we end the broadcast, don't forget to head over to stewardship.com, enter the $20,000 rainy day giveaway. We're giving away $5,000 each week in the month of May. Again, that's stewardship.com. Just click the link, submit your information, and you'll be entered to win. God, thank you for allowing today's broadcast to be possible. Thank you for Lisa Harper and her ministry, and how much you're using her to impact people all over the globe and to impact us here today. God, I pray boldly that you would bless every single person tuning in today, that they'd be touched by the word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless y'all.